T20 Blast, Somerset's Dunsury again to win first semi-final, BBC Sport, date modified colon 2024-09-14 T13:29:06.812Z, description colon Sean Dixon and James Rue both hit half centuries as Somerset's Dunsury for the second time in 3 days to reach another T20 final, dot. Somerset's Dunsury again to win first T20 semi, image source, Rex features image caption, when Somerset slumped to 7-3, it was left to James Rue and Sean Dixon to put on the afterburners, Ged Scott at Edgbaston BBC Sport England, published, 1 hour ago, comments, Vitality Blast Finals Day, Edgbaston, first semi-final Surrey 153-9, Sibley 48, Gregory 3-15, Dava 3-34, Somerset 159-4, Dixon 78, Rue 62**, Worrell 2-15, Somerset win by 6 wickets. Scorecard: Somerset produced one of the great T20 Finals Day comebacks as they recovered from 7-3 to beat Surrey in comfort by 6 wickets and reach their third final in 4 years. Just 2 days after Somerset beat Surrey in dramatic style in the county championship, it looked like the Brown Caps might get their revenge. Defending a total of 153-9, Surrey quickly took the wickets of Tom Kohler Cadmore, Tom Abell, and Will Smead in the space of just 13 balls. But James Rue and Sean Dixon both hit half centuries as they posted a highest ever finals day partnership of 144 for the fourth wicket to see their side to a record seventh final with 8 balls to spare. The Cider Boys have only won 2 of their previous 6 finals, in 2005 against Lancashire at the Oval, and then again at Edgbaston 14 months ago, when they also beat Surrey en route to overcoming Essex. They will become the first county to defend the T20 title if they can now also go on to beat the winners of the second semi-final between Sussex and Gloucestershire. Follow all the action on T20 Blast Finals Day, Somerset seek another title at T20 Blast Finals Day, published 1 day ago, Banton leads holders Somerset back to Finals Day, published September 5th, after being put into bat, Dan Lawrence made a blistering start for the South London side, hitting 3 fours as he raced to 19 off 10 balls, but then he went for one big shot too many off his 11th and hoisted a skier to a bell off Josh Davey. Two more of Surrey's England contingent, Ollie Pope and Dom Sibley, who hit the first 6 of the match, then added 43 in 4.5 overs before 2 wickets went down in as many balls. Gregory Bold both stand in England Test captain Pope and England Test keeper Jamie Smith, and was then involved again when he ran out Rory Burns. Gregory took his 3rd wicket when Sibley lofted a catch to the deep mid-wicket boundary on 48, before Jake Ball got in on the act when he bowled Tom Curran. But it was left to Laurie Evans, the only non-England international in Surrey's top 8, to bludgeon a few late blows, including the only other 6 of the innings, to see his side past the 150 mark, image source, Getty Images image caption. After not playing any T20 cricket in 4 years until this summer, Dom Sibley has now hit 67 and 48 in his last 2 innings. Somerset got off to a nightmare start in reply when they lost Kohler Cadmore first ball to Dan Worrell. It then got worse in the next over when Curran got rid of Abell before Worrell made it 7-3 4 balls later, when he had opener Smead caught behind. But 20-year-old Rue, only playing because of the cruel midweek ankle injury to quarter-final match winner Tom Banton, was having none of that, as he came together with Dixon to forge a fabulous partnership. Dixon hit 3 sixes and 8 fours in his 78 before holing out just before the end, while Rue stayed to see it across the line on 62 not out as Gregory finished it all off with a 6-over third man, one of the best partnerships I've seen, Somerset fast bowler Josh Davey. What a partnership that was between Sean and James. There was definitely a few of us wondering if it might be a recurrence of what happened to us in the 2021 final, but that partnership was one of the best I've ever seen. Playing under that kind of pressure on finals day, and for Rui on his finals day debut to put in a performance like that, it shows the talent that he has. It definitely felt like a new ball pitch. Dan Worrell managed to swing the ball, which is one of the best assets you can have in the power play, but as the ball became softer it became harder to score and we bowled brilliantly through the middle part of their innings to haul them back. When Lewis Gregory got their two England boys out it completely changed the momentum of the game. Surrey skipper Chris Jordan, we would have bowled first on that pitch as well but we got off to a pretty good start with the bat end. With the wicket being a little bit tacky we felt it was a score we would have taken if UD offered it to us. The way the boys started in the power play, to knock over three of their key players, we were in a good position but you have to give credit to Dixon especially. It would have been easy to come out and rebuild in a more conventional fashion but he took a punt and it came off. After that it was tough to stop them. In between boundaries, he was rotating the strike really well. The way they played the spin made it tough for me in particular. I don't want to make any excuses because we had players missing. Any 11 that we put out as a club we would back 100% and I fully trusted the players that we put out. It has been a tough week but that's part of cricket. Related topics, Surrey Somerset cricket, comments cannot be loaded to load comments you need to enable JavaScript in your browser, view comments, top stories, live. Premier League, Haaland scores twice as Man City lead, Leicester and Fulham also winning, live. World number 1 England v World Champions New Zealand, follow live text, live. Solheim Cup, foursome set for thrilling conclusion as Europe chase points, elsewhere on the BBC, the hit Australian comedy is back, watch the brand new series on BBC iPlayer, Why Do People Do Bad Things? Dr. Julia Shaw and Amber Hack delve into true crime stories to investigate, Tom Hiddleston and Hugh Laurie star in a tense thriller, a stylish thriller with an all-star cast including Academy Award winner, Olivia Colman, review the week's biggest PR disasters and successes, go inside the world of crisis managers and spin doctors with David Yelland and Simon Lewis, elsewhere in sport, UEFA to discuss implications of UK Euros decision, brilliant batting leads England to victory against Australia. Video: brilliant batting leads England to victory against Australia. Cordes shines as USA take big Solheim Cup lead over Europe. Video: Cordes shines as USA take big Solheim Cup lead over Europe. Pochettino targets World Cup win and praises best coach in world. Hayes, world number 1 v world champions, a special rivalry. Australia offer extra funding for Glasgow 2026 bid. Water sports warn of existential threat to UK waters, McGregor's heir and historic trilogy, inside UFC's $20 million sphere, you're picking a Spurs player, not even for his ability. Video: you're picking a Spurs player, not even for his ability, impressing Lara and golf with sobers, England new boy Bethel, it was like a non-league team asking Man UTD for a match, sports trial of the century to begin. Premier League v Man City on 115 charges, farmers and students star in China's viral new football league, this derby is bigger for Arsenal than Tottenham Fabregas. Video: this derby is bigger for Arsenal than Tottenham Fabregas, Haas drive a step towards dream F1 World Championship, Behrman. Video: Haas drive a step towards dream F1 World Championship, Behrman, how slot ball varies from Klopp's rock and roll. Going strong at 37, the FA Cup record breaker who faced Man UTD in final, time to talk about Bruno, FPL tips and team of the week, how Palace can build on most successful transfer window, the slow death of the screamer, home news sport business innovation culture travel earth. Video live, terms of use about the BBC privacy policy cookies accessibility help parental guidance contact the BBC get personalized newsletters why you can trust the BBC advertise with us, copyright 2024 BBC. The BBC is not responsible for the content of external sites. Read about our approach to external linking, window underscore underscore web app underscore config underscore underscore equals. Window underscore underscore initial underscore data underscore underscore equals backslash data backslash colon backslash global navigation, country equals it and language equals ENGB and service equals commercial backslash colon backslash name backslash colon backslash global navigation backslash comma backslash props backslash colon backslash country backslash colon backslash it backslash comma backslash language backslash colon backslash ENGB backslash comma backslash service backslash colon backslash commercia.